A passenger in a helicopter that crashed into the Shuswap River east of Enderby 2 years ago has filed a lawsuit against the alleged pilot, as well as the company that owns the West Kelowna heliport where it had taken off. Taylor Brooke Palmer filed a notice of civil claim in BC Supreme Court Monday, August 11, against Vincent Matthew Porteous and Alpine Helicopters, related to the crash in Hoopole, west of Mabel Lake, on August 12, 2023. Porteous, the alleged pilot, already faces criminal charges from the incident that saw the small helicopter crash into shallow waters in the Shuswap River. The five charges he faces are criminal negligence causing bodily harm in the operation of a helicopter, dangerous operation of a conveyance causing bodily harm, failing to stop after an accident, and two charges under the Aeronautics Act. According to Palmer's lawsuit, she was a passenger in the R-44 helicopter being flown by Porteous from West Kelowna to Mabel Lake. It alleges he was flying erratically and negligently before he hit a power line and crashed into the river. Shortly after the crash, several eyewitnesses had also reported seeing a helicopter flying erratically in the area. The lawsuit alleges Porteous was operating the helicopter without a valid license, while impaired and fatigued, and was flying in a dangerous manner, including flying low over the Shuswap River. It adds he fled the scene of the crash. According to the lawsuit, Alpine Helicopters allowed Porteous to fly the helicopter without providing necessary documents such as licenses, permits, aircraft registration, and insurance. Porteous is, however, charged criminally with making a false representation contrary to the Aeronautics Act. The crash left Palmer with a fractured right arm that required emergency surgery, water in her lungs, soft tissue injuries, post-traumatic stress disorder, anxiety and depression, sleep disturbance, and chronic pain, according to the suit, which is seeking a list of damages from the defendants. Alpine Helicopters did not immediately respond to a request for comment Wednesday morning. Porteous is set to go to trial for the charges he faces on February 17, 2026. A pre-trial conference is scheduled for January 9.